cherish is really has to be placed inside of the women's movement, because AIM was there already talking about rights for the woman. And so Cherish came sort of on the heels of that.
It's very hard to imagine how very different Ireland was then. A woman who became pregnant at that time very often was absolutely ostracised by her friends and family, and certainly the religious organisations, all of them. She was a harlot or a sinner or whatever you like to call it.
I really went to London with the idea that I was going to have this child adopted and then I'd come back and pick up my life as it was before. Because remember, in 1973, 90% of children were adopted. And, you know, you looked at these women and, like, there were the stigma attached to having a child outside marriage was appalling.
I remember sort of sitting back one day and saying, gosh, I'm a teacher, I'm 25. I could be a widow at 25, because in those days so many people got married at 21 or 22. I actually could be a widow with maybe three children, and it would be quite acceptable for me to rear them on my own. So I said, I'm going to fight tooth and nails, and it is right for me to keep him. Because it was a huge, it was a very difficult decision, definitely the most difficult decision I've ever made in my life.
It wasn't a moral issue. It was much deeper than that. The reason that you kept the child, I think, was something to do with your own survival. I don't know if you were brave or not. I told my family first, and some were great and some weren't. And finally, my family were great.
Fighting for change for everything. The first was to get monetary help from the government for a woman who found herself in a position of having a child, no job and no support. And the second thing was the change in legislation. We knew what we wanted to do. We wanted to change the law because illegitimacy was still very much on the books, and there was such a thing as being illegitimate, which no child is, of course.
I'm very, very grateful that Cherish was there, and without his help and support, I don't know what I would have done.
There was great camaraderie between us, just a great warmth, sharing of experiences. We were very comfortable together, and people came from all walks of life.
My memory of all of it is always being terribly happy, and we all had our babies and talk about the babies, and we were so relieved that we'd kept our children. We were so happy we'd kept our children, and we'd nothing to hide.
A camaraderie built, perhaps because we were fighting what was a very uphill battle in a very different Ireland, very conservative Ireland. And perhaps it happened, but an enormous affection, a true affection grew within all of us for each other. And never has that chain ever been broken with any of us. And it's 40 years ago now.